I trust that we have gathered here with hearts that are mellow and tender before God. For truly God has spoken to each one of us as we are gathered here. And it seems to me it is fitting that we make the prayer of the psalmist our prayer this morning, and you prayed in this manner. He said, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The German translation, freely translated, gives this thought. Teach us that we must die in order that we might be wise. We are being taught that anew this morning, I believe. We are being taught that our days are numbered, that our time too is coming. And if we allow ourselves to be taught of God this morning that our time here is short, is brief, I believe it will affect our entire lives. It will affect us in a similar manner that some of the patriarchs of old were affected. We think of Abraham. The Bible tells us that by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country. Further, it tells us that he looked for a city that had foundations whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Abraham refused to allow himself to be fastened onto this world because he looked ahead, realizing that his days were numbered, realizing that his time was coming, and realizing that this world in which we live has no abiding value. It hath no foundations. In a similar manner, Moses, by faith, I believe we'll turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and read a few verses for us. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It seems to me if we allow ourselves to be taught of God this morning that our days are numbered, that our time is coming, it will affect the thing that we do in life. It affects us, it affects the people that we identify ourselves with, but it affects our choice in whom we want to be identified with. Moses might have had glory, he might have had position, he might have had honor as far as this world is concerned, but by faith he looked beyond this world, and he chose rather, he called, to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Moses knew that his days were numbered. Moses knew that his time was coming, and by faith he looked forward beyond the present world. He forsook Egypt, fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. And by faith, Moses could see that which was to the world invisible. It seems to me if we have this concept that our days are numbered, it affects the way that we use our time. Paul admonishes one of the churches in this manner. He says, redeem the time, or he enjoins them, admonishes them to redeem the time, for the days are evil. That is not a common expression for us, redeeming the time, but the meaning seems to be this, that we make full use of every opportunity. We do not waste our time, but rather that the way that we spend our time, counts for the Lord. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We all know that life is but a fleeting thing. How fleeting, how brief is life? The Bible gives various definitions or comparisons as to the brevity of life. David, the psalmist, made this statement, said, "There is but a step between me and death." Our sister did not reach the 70, nor the 70, nor the 80. We have those among us who have reached 80 and a little beyond. But if they were to speak to us this morning, they would say that life has been brief. Life has been brief. The Bible likens our life unto a shadow. The Bible speaks of man's life as grass that is cut down and withered, like a flower that blooms and fades away, as an hand breath, and as a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Truly, life is brief. I'm reminded of the words of Christ as he was being laid out on the hill to his crucifixion, and the women followed, and the Bible says that they wept. Christ turned and looked on them, and he said, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children." Seems to me, if our sister speak to us this morning, perhaps that would be one of the things that she would like to tell us. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. She would say that my wish has been granted. This frail, this ailing body has gone the way of all flesh. But the Lord has for me a new body that is redeemed, incorruptible. And with those thoughts in mind, I think we want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and read some of the closing verses, beginning at verse 35. Paul has for his subject here the matter of the resurrection. Seemingly it is necessary to convince the Corinthians that there is a resurrection. It says that some man will say, "How are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die," making the comparison there of the grain that we plant in the ground. The grain that we put into the ground, the seed, gives its life in order that new life might come forth. "And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. There is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial." In our language we would say there are heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies. "But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is of the Lord, from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. we shall not, pardon me, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, and shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm reminded of the words of our former deacon in this community shortly before his passing. As one of his daughters was visiting him, he made this remark one day. He said, one of these days when you come over here, I won't be here anymore. But he added this remark. He said, we're glad. We're thankful it can be so, because flesh and blood are not inherent the kingdom of God. That, I believe, is the message, that is the burden of Paul's message to the Corinthian church, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It is necessary that this body be laid away in order that God can clothe his children with that which is incorruptible, with that which is immortal, with that which fadeth not away. Death is the gateway to life eternal. Perhaps that is not exactly the correct wording, but God has chosen this medium, the medium of death, to usher all people from time to eternity. To the child of God, it is the gateway to eternal bliss and eternal happiness, and for a child of the devil, like the opposite. We are thankful for this. We need not mourn as those who have no hope. If we were to sing aloud the thing or the person or the matter that makes the difference, times such as this, whether we mourn without hope and without comfort, without consolation, whether we mourn, yes, because parting is painful. If we were to single out the difference, if we were to name it in one word, that name would be Christ. Christ makes the difference. Whether or not we have comfort, whether or not we have hope, there is no other name under heaven given whereby man must be saved. My name is Christ. I confess this morning, there are several reasons why this incident is touching to me. The one reason is because I have to reason with that. Those of you of the immediate family are seated this morning. And I believe by that experience that I am able to sympathize perhaps better than I could otherwise. Nevertheless, there are other things which make it a touching experience for me. My mind is turned back from 16 years ago when I was but a lad, worked in the home of Brother and Sister Wagler. And the oldest boys were not able to talk plainly. Just learning to talk, I recall. And because I recently had the occasion to be at the side of my own sick and dying mother, and to take something of an inventory over her life and mine, I say it's a touching experience for me. touching also in that I feel that there are many similarities, many parallels that might be drawn in the life, the one that studied before us this morning, and the one that passed on several days ago. And having become a parent, I think I can share something of the feeling that my mother and your mother must have had as you listened to your innocent baby faces. Something of the hope and anticipation that they had for you and for me. And something of the concern that they must have had. And if our departed sister could speak to her family this morning, perhaps she would like to do so in the words of Solomon. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the way of thy mother. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. As I think back over the life of my own mother, and the concern that I know she had for me, and the prayers that I know that she prayed for me, realizing that she's no longer here, I made the feel that there's perhaps much. And her hopes, they have not been realized, as far as I'm concerned. Perhaps many of her prayers have not yet been answered, as far as I am concerned. And I resolve, through our recent experience, that by God's help, I would press on with a new wisdom, a new determination. Yes, for Christ's sake, also for my mother's sake. Now, I would like to encourage those of you in the immediate family, will you take that pledge with me this morning? We believe that your mother lives to see some of her hopes, and some of her dreams realized, and some of her prayers answered. But would you confess with me that there are those things that she, if she were here, would yet desire to see fulfilled in your life? She left two who are older, who will soon be on their own, as we say. She left two that have many important decisions yet to make. I'd like to say to Ruth and to Philip, there will be times ahead, I believe, when you will miss your mother more than you can imagine even now. There are times coming and you will need the counsel of an understanding mother. And I would like to encourage you to seek counsel from someone in whom you can trust. Perhaps one of your aunts, perhaps someone else, and someone in whom you have confidence. Your father will want to give you counsel also. And may I say this, that you can help your father a great deal in this time of trial, this time of adjustment. I told you, youngsters, that I can sympathize with you better than I could have perhaps 10 days ago. Your father, our brother, has my sympathy too, as far as my ability to sympathize permits. There's coming a time, Ruth and Philip, when you will hear the voice of the Savior knocking at your heart's door. I believe the best tribute, the most honor that you could bring to your departed mother is to give heed to that voice when he first called, to give your heart to the Lord and to live for him. Perhaps it would be a fulfillment of the hope and the dreams that your mother had for you. As she looked into your baby faces, as she later waited upon you, that would be the answer, I believe, to the burden of her prayer. The half of you as an entire family. We as a brotherhood, we pledge our support and our help in whatever way we might be able to help you. And we trust the Lord will sustain you with his presence and with his grace to the end that all of us might be reunited, that great reunion. And they shall gather from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south, for the redeemed of the Lord will sit down together with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob in the kingdom of God. Because of chaotic conditions, let us stand this morning for prayer. Our righteous and loving Father in heaven, as we come to thee this morning, our hearts are touched because thou hast spoken and our sister has answered. Heavenly Father, we pray thy blessing upon us as we are gathered here this morning. Help every one of us to realize that our time too is coming and that Christ makes all the difference, not only in the world, but all the difference in eternity. Heavenly Father, we claim him this morning as our Savior and our Lord. Should there be those here who have not that confidence, Lord, we pray that you would touch them and speak to them in thine own way, and help them to respond in thine own way also. Be especially with the family, dear Lord, that you sustain them with your grace, that you comfort them with your Spirit. And the days that are ahead, Father, will be very near unto them. And grant, and we do thank thee, Heavenly Father, for the prayers and the hopes that have already been answered and realized in the lives of the children. And we pray that those that are yet unanswered and unrealized might come into fulfillment. Heavenly Father, for this we ask thy guidance, thy leading, and be with us in the further service. Bless the speakers that shall follow. That every word spoken might be under thy direction, under thy control. We ask it in the name of Jesus, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen. Our next speaker is a brother who has been associated with Brother Wagner in publication work for a number of years. He is Jonas J. Beachy from Kelowna, Iowa. He's going to speak to us in the German language.
Werde mit versammelte Freund. Mit Wandra und mit Pilger, nur seine Laune und immer diese Ewigkeit zu. Viele, in der sonderliche Weg bewegt, der Meier von Schwetzedot zu weit, und das ist ein unbequemer Weg. Aber du, wie Gary ist du, ich hab nicht das so gewiss, mich dranhauen lassen, mit Karre hielt, und ich hoffe, dass ihm all mein Leben wieder im Zugang im Gebet, und er tut, dass das gut ist. Und du noch weiter als Wedderseller, hier aber im rechten Weg. Ob es kein Zort war, wo uns all nützlich und erbaulich möchte sein. Let for unsightly himself in our phones, a sailor fire with whom sailors fire. Yes, in do have put it. Ask her of some dresser, who is her? While that's good and ordinary, ask look, in our feeling gave us, who threw him often in border need of a high seat for him. To reach this, the country asked the poor elder. Sin with him is the toad in the real foot. Now sin your door in their side. Unso Zeit war zum Zeit ans Endlose. Und nun waren wir auch. Der same Blattstiller. Und die Schwester, die Stille tut. Wir sind auf dem Weg, nur für eine Ewigkeit zu. Denn eine Ewigkeit ist eine Zeit und ist nicht eine Zeit. Die Ewigkeit ist ein Sacher, da wir diese Stelle gleich immer sauer werden, wo Gott hin ihren Tod. Es sind zwei Orte in unserer Ewigkeit. Ein Ort, wo Freude der Fülle und ein liebliches Wesen ist für die rechte Hand Gottes. Der andere Ort, wo man kann ihn so, wo es Gott ist, wie es geht. Ein Ort, wo der Wurm nicht sterbt und das Feuer nicht verliert. Es ist nur ewig, weil in der Ort, wo wir alle gern ohne sind. Das ist der Freitagsort. Es ist nur ewig, für das Tun. Und schon ein Weg, wo Jesus guckt noch, dass man geht sind. Er hat die Wahrheit gegeben. Ich bin der Weg, das ist Jesus, ist der Weg, die Wahrheit und das Leben. Es kommt niemand zum Vater, als wir durch Jesus. Er ist endlich heil, er ist endlich mit, er ist endlich Trost und endlich Hoffnung, was wir geben können, bei ihm soll er freuen Wort. Wir Menschen sind zu schwach, zu arm und zu unvollkommen. Und der Satan ist um uns her, und er ist so groß und so allmächtig. Ja, so nicht allmächtig, er ist mächtig. Er ist so groß und so mächtig, dass unser Kraft kann nicht stehen vor dem Satan. Menschliche Natur kann nicht das Saddam dämpfen. Die menschliche Natur kann nicht das Saddam überwältigen. Das Saddam ist viel größer in Power, in Kraft, das wir sind. Und aber gut los und down. Es ist noch ein Kraft, wo ich lebe. Und dann ist Jesus Christus. Der wird starben und sein Blut geben, für uns zu verzehren. Now ist es auf zu mir jeglicher Grund, was soll akzeptiert und ohne den Glauben. Und lebe für Christus. Es ist unsere Pflicht, es ist unsere Schuldigkeit, bei einem solchen Weg unser Leben zu bringen, dass man immer in der Unterschiedlichkeit von Christus findet. In der Liebliche und in der Demütige und in der Tannenschule der Dinge, so zu leben, das ist sicher. Dann ist sonderbar notwendig, dass wir ganz aufgeben sind in Gottes Zeit, dass alles so viel war, wie ich denke, David hat die Wahrheit gesagt, hat vorher, widersteht den Zeichen, so viel er von uns. Lord, I desire to know what they are seeking to have. Reinig die Hände der Sünde und mache deine Herzen frei, ihr Wort in Mose. Sei ihnen und dauert leicht und weiter. even that event will be the right thing. I am not prepared to do that, and I have tried in time. It is here in time. Now, a vague person to do is died his und ist der zu ihm. Und uns nicht bei ihm gekommen und ihm noch der Wert der Kirche. Wir wissen jetzt fast, was zu sagen. Ja. Denn viele Sachen, wo ich Klarheit jetzt sage und wo ich vieles notwendig habe, so. Ich fiel zu der Zeit, wo mir Kirche sprach. Aber auf der anderen Hand, ich bin nicht so, hat die verstorbene Schwester, den ich weiter bin, ohne zu verbieten. So steht mir nicht zu. Ihre Zeit ist vorbei. Wie uns bekannt, der Anna Dorf, Anna Meyer, und ihr Leid, so bleibt immer, dass ihr mir das sicher ist. Summer stretch to the I instantly though come down on your side. But something you though had a delight with a soft expression. And only if that's going to be fresh for you at a normal dinner, so it's a time of life now. Am besten nicht durch mir ihre einige Hilfe kennen. Wir kennen ihre nicht mehr. Ihre Zeit ist vorbei. Und wie der Salomon die Weide stellt, so wie der Baum fällt, so war der Leib. Und ich glaube, so wie wir den Überschritt machen, aus dem Leben in die Ewigkeit, soll ich die Decision für die Ewigkeit. Soll dort Unterschiede, wo mir die Ewigkeit ständig bleibt. Na, weil man nicht schwätzen für sie, aber man will schwätzen für uns, wo über uns sind. Wenn er uns alle miteinander unser eigenes Leben betrachtet, wenn er du wieder Dorfes dort hat, wo der Bruder du aufbauen hat, werden wir. Dorfes hat selbst gebeten, lehren uns her, dass wir sind, dass wir sind. Dass wir was wir uns die Tauge können sehen, dass man sterben muss. Kann nicht ganz die Wahrheit drehen, drohne Weile. Aber das ist ein notwendiges Sache. Was wir selber nicht fühlen, dass wir selber haben, dass Gott uns lehrt, unser Tauge sehen, unsere Zeit richten und bereiten. Es war also nur gesagt, wir sollen uns bereiten für sterben. Ich fühle das nicht. So let's make space instead of bereit for leave. When we are bereit sind for leave, then get sterile in part of the same. A sterile kommt in it. Regardless was wir tun oder wie wir uns ausschicken, a sterile kommt in it, sometimes, früher oder später. Aber wir werden uns wissen und bereit for leave und für die Zeit. My Gedanken sind der Maja, die von dem Ohr am Dorf ist, der war der Dame. Und ein Katze zu zahlen, wo der Dorf ist, mal geben wird. Und ich denke, es ist gleich dabei schon gut bekannt, das zu zahlen, dass man einiger hat. Aber bis nun ein Leiden gebe das Ohr, dann haben wir das geben. Der Dorf ist in seinen jungen Jahren, wo er ein Schultier trägt, ein Schäfer, er hat Schultier. Und er hat gewusst, was die Notwendigkeit ist, um ein Schultier. Er im 23. Psalm hat er gesagt, der Herr ist mein Herr. Ich hoffe, wir kennen das auch so. Der Herr ist mein Herr. Mir wird nichts machen. Er weidet mich auf einer grünen Aue und führet mich zum frischen Wasser. Er weidet mich durch eine grüne Aue. Er nimmt mich nach in Then it's available in Buddha here too, potentially. An emptiness will be good gross creation. One appears in some precious water. Water is arriving, which is losing the when it's still not as the dope, in the side will outlive for that or in some earth will outlive for the simply hydrogen alanta. For our wish to realize the nobleness and to what or how for it is. The heart is my gift. When the heart is my hearing, then see me on that way. For it is my gift. When on that time here, this can be seen as very, and when on that time here, this can be used. Our God is there, both in spirit and in. Our heart and soul, thunder for me, because I am his soul, given us. When the soul was willing, for the time to make clear, even with some joy, and soul and pride, which is I hand out the Bible, Nagel thy hands and feet, and that of hunger and browse of the food, the diamond. So then it means to do diamond to the diamond. We bleed a hand from the nation. Then we'll still shower, then it will still. If any help or do, we bleed a hook from our Christian. Now no man is like what the Lord. We apply such a word. It was for poison in this handling. On our part, we have no guilty sin. Here it is him, Jesus Christ. The answer of next to me. If not matter of him, so is a celebrated evil. He is to say. And so is the need of next with magic. Our Christus, hot leader for wooden. And I is the way to sleep. I is the way. I is the forehead and sleep. Now listen to me. Und us salavate together. Now listen to himself the forehead body. For no character to need us to. And it's the way to sleep. Now it's me. If it lies at the left, if it was a hatter, bring the mind. Because for better uns, us gera, to Christo, and in the sir, the regiera, 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 the now the truth is an end in them living. Christus is starving, there was him from family of the two. I used to grow the man, and so last each rest of the man, and the hospital of his victory. So God amused the man, and I was with no one down. Now what for seek sooner, it was not sooner. I seek right as in drop each time. Und seine Ringe verschwinden. Der gibt uns an der Bändige Hoffnung, dass eben wann wir zu seinem Tod kommen, dann können wir auch noch seine Hoffnung die Samtzeit mit ihm an der Stelle. Da kommt der Paulus noch mit der anderen Art des Stelles, vielleicht sehr schwierig. So seid ihr nun mit Christo auf der Stelle, so sind wir was droben ist. Da Christus ist sitzen zu rechten Blut. Schachtet noch dem das Proben ist, nicht noch dem das Aufhören. Und ihr seid gestorben in eurem Leben, ist verborgen, ist verstecken, mit Christus im Gott. Nun, wenn wir dann die Sonne bleiben, dann tut unser Leben nicht so, aber Christus dein Leben durch die Weise in uns. Wir nicht vor dem Stehen hinten. Und aber nicht verfahren. Ich kann mir haben, nicht leiden. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip says unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth these works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the words that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I appreciate the special words recorded here. It seems to me that one that does not know God, or may I say that does not know Christ as Lord, it seems to me it would be very hard when God would keep one of our loved ones out of the family, and we would not have Jesus for anyone. I'm thankful that God is the God that knoweth our needs. Oftentimes people are quite concerned that we stay and how they appear after we have departed from us. Or may we say how this house of clay, what it appears to look like and so on. Surely, we need to be concerned of this temple where the Holy Spirit lives within, which is the temple that may we say that we see walking around when we see people. May we say this, that this temple does not actually belong to us. It is merely ours for the time that we are here. And God's Word tells us plainly that this temple, the things that were done to this temple, or may we say the way that this temple has been conducted, or the way it has been motivated, by what it has been motivated, there is going to be an account to settle or else the reward to receive. There's a verse that I would like to read in German, and then also in English, before I begin in the letter to the Corinthians. Wir wissen aber, dass für unser ewiges Haus dieser Hütte gebrochen wird, dass wir ein Baum haben von Gott erbaut, ein Haus nicht im Himmel genommen, that even is continued. While we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This morning, we are gathered in a way that is sobering to most of us, I believe. We have come to show our last respect. For us, may we say, we have come to be set. Just the ones that are touched upon. Oftentimes we see people, they hardly know what to do in a time like this. But this morning, I believe we can say, as was mentioned here in the words that our sister had said, if you have no room, that I want to rest. We're thankful this morning that there is such a thing as laying this house of clay away, and we say that the Spirit goes back to God who gave it, and that this body, this piece of earth, or this house of clay, as we may term it, that it will go back to earth, and that we will get a body that is not subject to, ailments or diseases or what we might name, but God is going to give us a body that is not made with hands. It's a house dwelling with God, not made with hands, but it's eternal in heaven. I'm thankful this morning that we have a few things that we would like to share with you that are of the deepest concern. them with this brother and his companion that the conflict over religion. There is something mentioned here. What is the time like here? And the Christian reply is this. Do the best you can. Again, I would like to add this. That we as children are the best we have our parents yet. Maybe the parents say, maybe do our best for our parents. Not that we worship them, nor God forbid, but maybe do our best. Maybe make a revision on our parents as we can. And to those of you who have both your mother and dad this morning, I would like to challenge you with this thought. Teach your parents right from the time is coming. Maybe it will be me before my dad, or maybe it will be me before your dad, or maybe it will be you before your mother. But in my case, the present, may we see our parents the way that we would like to have our children treat us with the Lord's grace and blessings of His children as we have from us. Do the best with the children that you can. I'm thankful for the progress that has been made in this field. I'm thankful for the progress that has been proved and has been, may we say, as the truth that has been demonstrated in the Christ-like life, or maybe say in the Christian life. And again, I believe we should challenge us with this thought, that there is a goal that is higher yet, so we strive for it. Can you spend your time to go home? Tomorrow, it's going to be different. It seems to me we might maybe say something like this, that in this life, that there are various changes that take place. But there is one change that we need very much if we haven't experienced it yet. And that is for Christ. Comes into the hearts of those that are yielded to Him. And there is a change that takes place. The nature is different. Our thinking is different. Our associates are different. And our language is different. We find ourselves at home, and we say we desire other things than what we have formerly. May I say again that we are yielded to Christ, this change takes place, excuse me. But there is a change. And not only does anybody have to go around, or do I have to go around and tell them that something has took place, but beloved, if it has taken place, it will be seen. The city that is set up on the hill is noticeable. And I maintain that the Christian life that we have come to know Christ as Savior and have Jesus as Lord, life is different. Paul gave us this, these words. He tells us, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all has become new. And I would like to emphasize on one word in particular in this verse, as well as all of it, that is good. The word tells us that, behold, all has become new. Another statement that my sister and my brother have somehow thought upon, there's something like this, there's a certain hymn that there is not, this world is not my home. And this passing through. Our departed sister was young, but this is true. But this world is not my home. And this passing through. Again, we think of Peter's words recorded, where he tells us that we're strangers and pilgrims. I'm thankful this morning that we think of this as the King that takes place in our life, that Christ is the one that reigns in our life. I'm thankful that we get to be with Christ. Truly, if he's as good a Lord and he is, as when he was nice enough and he would say good enough or able enough, he was powerful enough to change my and your life, providing you're born again children of God. How wonderful would it be that we may be with him throughout all eternity. The apostle gives us two words, something like this, that I would this morning like to refer to from my own accord. Of the meek of the high spirit. I recall the times when we were the brother of Lazarus home. And may I say again, not as often as we should have been, to visit the sick. I believe that this is one for your Lord. For some of us may be more lax than what we should be, and know it's not really done. But as I recall the family, this morning as I was thinking here, how the other brothers and brethren were speaking to us, there was a certain thought that came to my mind. I was the lad perhaps of about 8 years old. After being but I was but a small lad. And I remember being in the home of the dirty man. And I recall of the older sons and the home of the room. We were to their place that Sunday to I recall something that made a great impression on me. There's a friendliness of the wisdom of the man in the home among brothers and sisters. I appreciate that a lot. It's one of those memories that I treasure very much at this time. Not that we had been in other homes where it was not so, but these were more grown up, may I say. They were more matured. And here they were rehearsing a few things. I can very, very distinctly see the smile on the sister's face. I can recall that very distinctly. I appreciated that. The openness as brothers and sisters together. And I believe that this is one of the things that we as Christians in the family can also enjoy, is that openness where if we have a burden, that we can rehearse it with one of our brothers or sisters or else our parents, take this to the Lord in prayer and as well talk to somebody about it. Oftentimes, we are touched at a time like this. I'm thankful this morning we do not need to mourn as those we do not have hope for. And again, the Bible tells us that we should be joyful with those that are joyful. And again, that we should be sorrowful with those that are in tribulation. Maybe not the exact words, but I believe it does bear the point. Oftentimes, sometimes we may be embarrassed of shedding a few tears. And again, I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I would like to point to you this morning that if it was not right that we should be touched when others are sorrowful, or may we say, at a time like this. Do we recall the words recorded that at Lazarus' death, Jesus was touched? Jesus wept. May I say, it's just as biblical to be touched at a time like this as it is to be joyful, to be joyful in other times when others are joyful.
The reason that we have hope this morning for our departed sister is not because of church name or family name or race, color, or creed, or whatever we may name, but it's because that she accepted Christ in her youth. Perhaps there are those here this morning that have not come to this place, but we would like to challenge you with this thought. If we expect to meet Christ and spend eternity with Him, that is one of the musts that we have to face, that we must be born again. It is not through the things that we do, or through who we are, the church we belong to, and so on, that will save us, but it's through the shed blood of Christ that we are able to be accepted as one of the children of God. To me this morning, there's a certain verse that I would like to read both in both translations. In English it says like this, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. Und ich höre eine Stimme von Himmel zu mir sagen, Schreibe, selig sind die Toten, die in dem Herrn sterben, von nun an, ja der Geist spricht, dass sie ruhen von ihren Arbeit, denn ihren Werken folgen ihnen noch." Very seldom can we meet that we do not need to repeat some of God's words. May I say, we hear it quite often, maybe various verses at various different times. But to me, this is one of the chief verses in the Bible referring to this type of instance that we have before us. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. May we say, well, what is the contrast in this? Friends, as we are here together this morning, we would all like to leave here and go and be with Christ, wouldn't we? I believe that God has only that right to expect that of us. And not necessarily is He going to make us do this, but the invitation is ours to come. In contrast, I would like to have you think with me something like this. That as God has said, He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. You know, friends, it's sobering, but you and I are in one of these two classes this morning. Either we're in the class where the word can be said, blessed, or else there's only one other choice left. And it would be that we would, that as Christ has said, He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. To the children, I would like to say this. You have my sympathy. And again, it's quite a consolation when we know that what Christ has done, or what God does, that is done right. When we were together last Wednesday, little did I think that we would meet in this way this morning. Perhaps there are those of you here who recall that I said that there will be a next time. This was the next time after that one. I think this is one of the things that will come, become reality for each one of us. Sometime, sooner or later. Because we are going to meet Christ face to face. And to our brother, may God grant you much grace for the lonely moments that are ahead. Only would we like to point and encourage, may we look to Christ, the one of where the real comfort comes from, the one who can comfort us in times like this.
Maybe we can talk to David about this. We know that our sister has come back, but may we go and we go to them to be right for their soul. Eternal God, the one of whom can comfort us in a time of sorrow. Lord, we're made to realize anew that there are some changes that take place in this life. We're thankful this morning, Heavenly Father, that we have not an abiding city here, but that there is one that we seek this morning, a house, not me this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have accepted us. Even those that have installed their own needs, through thy grace, and have come to the place where they have accepted thee as Lord and Savior. We thank you this morning, Heavenly Father, for the finished word of the cross, that we through Christ may be one of thy children. And Heavenly Father, that you see the needs of everyone of us that here gathered here this morning. We pray that you will touch this one of us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would supply our needs according to thy will. We pray, especially, Father, that you would comfort the brother, that you would comfort the children. May this, Lord, be a stepping stone in our life, and may it, Father, we pray, Lord, that our breath in the moment as we are here. And Heavenly Father, as we depart from this church, make us to understand thy will and let us realize that there is going to be a next time. And O Lord, that we might be ready. And that is not a plan. Be with us, Lord. Guide us, direct us in all our ways. For in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We as a family wish to thank all those who do deeds of kindness. The words of sympathy remembered us in this time of time. We have never previously realized how much the pain of such a time as this. Our feelings are best expressed in the words of Herbert H. Brinkley. Just the presence of friends without a word spoken can be trusted. But most of all, do we find healing with those who have suffered the sorrow of our own? Deepest understanding comes out of life's experience. This grace is sufficient for every mood we call. Perhaps even now you may hear this sweet call. Come, cast upon me all thy conflicts and cares. I'll carry thy burden, thy sorrow I'll share. In faithfulness, by all thy comfort shall be, I'll give consolation, will come. Also, the invitation, I wish to extend the invitation that those of you who desire to are welcome and are invited to come to the Veterans Home and have lunch with us there.
Thank you.
Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth these words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add anything unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues